Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Ponderosa Speedway winner Dustin Duncan. Then we'll speak with the winner from Hawkeye Downs, Kevin Korsmo, and we'll have a conversation with the Week 5 winner from the Hell Tour, Zach Mitchell. But first, let's get into our What's Hot. We'll start out with Illinois' Jason Fager being crowned the champion of the Dirt Car Nationals, the Hell Tour Series. In Highland, it was Dean Hoffman in victory lane, Fairbury to Michael Long, Stephen Brooks wins at Farmer City, and Southern Illinois' Leroy Carley parks it in victory lane. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway to Carl Bowser, Michael Norris grabs one at Lernerville, City to Logan McCandless, while Daniel Hill wins Marion Center, and Jennerstown goes to Joe Maruca. Mike Marler and Bobby Pierce Jr. win World of Outlaws late model races at Sharon in Ohio, Jackson County to Corey DeLancey, Tyler Carpenter victorious at Skyline, Fremont to Cole Macedo, Adam Stricker wins Atomic, Goods Raceway to Kenny Jacobs, Todd Brennan victorious at Midway, and 35 Raceway goes to Charles Dozier. While in Missouri at Doe Run, it's Brody Bridgman, Brandon Shepard, and Ricky Thornton Jr. take Lucas Race wins at Wheatland, I-55 to Ken Schrader, Ty Mahako back in victory lane at Bloomington, Indiana, Anderson to John Robbins, Parker Leak victorious at Miami County, Lincoln Park to Nick Bilby, Tyler Kane gets a win at Brownstown, Speed Rome to Max Olmsted. How about three wins at US 24 on the weekend for Cale Cannon? Brad Sweet victorious at Florence, Kentucky, Paducah to Corey Gann, Logan Walls another win at Rockcastle, Lake Cumberland goes to Skyler Marler, while Derek Fisher a winner again at 191. Iowa at Knoxville, Brian Brown with a big win, Austin Becerra victorious at 34 Raceway, Parkersburg, West Virginia to Corey Crabtree, and Tim Senek wins at Elkins. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline after his victory of the Ohio Valley SCDRA at the baddest bull ring, as they call it, in Kentucky, Ponderosa Speedway, front-wheel drive stampede winner, Dustin Duncan. Hey, Dustin, welcome to PRN at the Track. I saw one of the photos from Victory Lane really caught my attention. I know it was sprinkling by the time Victory Lane happened, and you and the missus are there, and you got the baby basket there. It looks like a lot of baby basket. How many critters were in there that you brought over there to Victory Lane with the family?
That was my two boys with us in that Victory Lane picture. My oldest boy, Camden's two. That's the one you can actually see. And the littlest one, Carson's only 10 months old. And he's so wrapped up in, at that time right there where it was raining, you can't even really see he's in the picture.
Oh, man. But he had to be there because this is a big win. John Holliday's photo of that Victory Lane with the baby basket, just part of what really making the special victory for the Ohio Valley SCDRA front-wheel drive stampede at Ponderosa last weekend. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dustin Duncan. Your missus, Hannah Duncan, posted that this really means so much, and it did look like a very, very special moment. What does it mean? Why does it mean so much for Dustin Duncan to have won this?
Man, it's just been such a long time coming for us. I mean, we live, eat, sleep, and breathe racing, and we've ran local for years and years and years and done really good at it. Once we found out about the SCDRA series, you know, and it's just the best of the best guys from states far and wide, and it's just kind of cool to meet up at different racetracks in different states and know that you're racing the best of the best. And we decided back in 2021 that we were going to start pursuing it and see if we could run with these guys that, you know, that kind of dominate around their home tracks and stuff like that, and see how we stack up against them. And once we started doing it, we were running good with them, you know, top fives, top tens every time we would go. And it just seemed like every time we got into top two, top three, and you could pretty much taste it, just something on the car would give out or something would happen. It happened over and over again.
Hold on. Hold that thought. Dustin Duckett, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. His first ever Ohio Valley SCDRA win at Ponderosa Speedway, Kentucky's baddest bull ring at the front wheel drive stampede last weekend. The SCDRA Sport Compact Division racing all across the country, as Dustin said. So you could almost taste it, and now you have at a track that is legendary. How sweet is that taste of victory?
Man, it was great. Like, honestly, we was just all an emotional wreck in victory.
You're supposed to be on the first one. Tell us about it. When you looked into Hannah's eyes, that moment you two got there, I'm sure as most racing wives, they never get enough credit, and they work double hard and triple hard and all that. What was that when you two got that moment there, and you were both sharing the energy of that special occasion?
I think just one word to describe it the best way I can is just validation of just, you know, showing what a small team can do.
Well, and the small team now based in Huntsville, Tennessee, taking the checkered flag at Ponderosa, Kentucky, the Kentucky's baddest bull ring at the Ohio Valley SCDRA's front wheel drive stampede. Dustin Duncan, the driver, taking the checkers. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So now you've got the trophy and such. Where's the next race, and, you know, how do you plan to keep this momentum going? What do you think's the trick to be able to transfer that energy, you know, again here at the next one and later on in the season as well?
Oh, well, I think it's just the way I've always done it, is not be comfortable and not be too happy with how the car was. I mean, you got to nitpick what it needed more and fix it and try to pursue a little bit more speed and, just make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and make sure your car's top notch. Next event for us is going to be the Kokomo XR events, XR Woombaugh for 100,000. So we're probably going to just stay in the garage and try to make sure the car's 100% for that.
Well, I'm sure that you will give it your all and then some, and coming off this with some momentum. Maybe a big, big win again for Dustin Duncan, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You got social media where we can follow you?
Oh, yeah. Facebook and TikTok both. Just Dustin Duncan.
Well, give him a follow and catch this ride, because it's a good one. Ohio Valley SCDRA winner from Ponderosa, Kentucky. Dustin Duncan, our guest on the ProFab hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner from Hawkeye Downs in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Big Legends 1,000 to Win race, Kevin Korsmo. Hey, Kevin, welcome to our show, and a big night there. Cops night has always seemed to be one that, you know, we hear about beyond the borders of, you know, Hawkeye Downs. What is so special about Cops Night there at Cedar Rapids?
Well, first of all, you got me hungry talking about Hunt Brothers Pizza, by the way. But anyway, great. Thanks for having me, Lenny. It is a special night for several reasons. First of all, it's 100th anniversary for Hawkeye Downs, which, you know, with the trouble tracks have been having and being 100th year, it's special. Myself being involved, I've been 36 years of racing out of Hawkeye Downs. So being in the 100th year, Cops race, it was bringing back the Miller 100 from the Fleck family that's had a strong history out at Hawkeye Downs. They brought that back this year, so it was a bucket list race for me. I've done real well in the Cops race there in the past, seconds and thirds multiple times, but never brought home the big one. So it was a great night for me. And then you had the cops in there, the concerns for police survivors racing for a cause event. That's just the apple cherry on top.
It looked like a really special victory lane. Looked like families, not just yours, but some of theirs and such. Did you really feel that vibe?
Oh, it was, you know what? I'm not an emotional guy, but that was the most emotional night in racing I've had in my 36 years. And I'll tell you the reason for it is, again, it was a cops race, a concern for police survivors. And I had a special guy in my car, 33-year-old Kevin Cram from Algona, Iowa. He was killed in the line of duty in September of 2023. He was on my car. We have his name on there, and just so happens he survived by his wife and two young kids. Well, the brother came and brought the two young kids. The wife was out of town, but they brought his kids with them, the Kevin's kids, down to the race. So they come and met me before the race, seen their dad's name on it, sat in the car. We did a lot of things before the races, so they were there. So to have him on my car, to win with him on my car, and then to have his kids in victory lane, it was an emotional event.
Wow, absolutely. I could feel it hear it in your voice and feel it in your words. Kevin Korsmo, the winner from Hawkeye Downs, the Cops Night at Hawkeye Downs, $1,000 winner for the Legend Series. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, the race itself, did you lead every lap? Did you have them handled? I knew that Jeremiah Davis guy that's been on our show before got hard charger. He moved up like, you know, 15 spots or so. Did you have like some piece of Hunt Brothers pizza dangling on the back of your car and he was hungry? It sure looked like he was charging at you.
He was. Jeremiah had a great event. I was happy for him because he had some issues in the heat race where they had some contact and he actually didn't finish. So he had to work on the car. So great to have a great rebound from Jeremiah. It was one of them things, Lenny. It's really tough not to be the chaser, be chased. And, you know, I started on the pole. So I took advantage of that and just maintained my race and did what I had to do. And, you know, one of the easiest things for these cars, after racing long, everybody will tell you, it's the easiest thing is to overdrive these cars. And so you just got to maintain your pace. And I had some things left. So I just did what I had to do to stay out front, and did a lot of talking to myself because, I really wanted this one. Typically, I don't get to do that worked up all my years of racing, but this one was, again, a bucket list one. So I was determined on this night.
Kevin Korsmo, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Cops Night winner at Hawkeye Downs, pocketed $1,000 check there for his efforts, and took away a very emotional victory lane experience
for all that he had going on there. 30-plus years of racing at this now 100th anniversary for that beautiful track there in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He is our guest on the ProFab Hotline, but you're going to take a trip up to Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin, July 25th and 26th, but no racing for Kevin. You're going to be a car owner. I know the field is amazing up there for the Dirt Legends Direct 10,000 to win event. Stephen Parton, Brett Moffitt, Preston Martin, Michael Weber. But who's your driver going to be up there for this big money event in a couple of weeks?
Well, I get to do the proud father moment there. You know, I go up representing Legends Direct. That's the company I work for. I'm up there. You know, Legends Direct is putting on this show. Griff McGrath and all of our employees. We're looking forward to this event, a huge event, one of the biggest events out there. So go representing Legends Direct. But my boy Casey is going to be in my car that night. He's been running real well on dirt this year. We picked up a win, and we run up a Beaver Dam about 3 weeks ago, and we went from like 14th to 4th. So just a little test there. So we hope to have a good night up there in that big race. So a lot of big hitters on that night. So just to make the show will be one thing up there. But I'll tell you what, some great people to race with. If you want to win, you want to win with the best, and that'll be the race to do it.
Wow, it sure looks like it. Brett Moffitt, Stephen Parton, Preston Martin, Michael Weber, Casey Korsmo, and a field packed with entries still coming in. The Legends Direct Dirt Legends 10,000 win race, July 25th and 26th at beautiful Beaver Dam Raceway in Wisconsin. If you're a Legends person and want to see some great racing, make your trip up there. It should be amazing. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with the winner from Hawkeye Downs, their big Cops Night event, Kevin Korsmo. And Kevin, where can folks keep up with you, Casey, and all the things that are happening?
Well, we do actually have a racing page, Korsmo Racing. My son Casey runs that, so you can watch that. He does YouTube videos. We also have a late model that he races on Friday night at Hawkeye Downs. Of course, Legends Direct, we post all the time. So between that and Miller Performance Direct, they're big parts of my program. That's why we're able to do what we do.
Well, you can follow Korsmo on Korsmo Racing. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at nhms.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on DRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations, but you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen, char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. You may know him from way back in the go-kart days as Kid Quick. Well, nowadays, he is the week five champion of what they call the Hell Tour, the Dirt Car Nationals Tour. 20-some-odd races, 25, 28 in 35 days or so. Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, the week five. Six races for this driver, and in winning three of them from South Carolina, Zach Mitchell. Man, congrats on just an awesome time up there, and from being a ultimate super late model series champion, Carolina Clash winner, even the extreme late models back a few years ago. Zach, this has to have been a darn fun time to get out there and race in that Coltman's Farm car, but also to lead the Southern Charge from Tyler Millwood, Cody Overton, Trey Mills, Mark Widener, Christian Hanger making all the races. How did it feel up there in all new territory?
It felt really good. It was a great experience to get to go to some different racetracks, to get to race on some different dirt. We had a blast. It was a long week, actually. Super hot, and we worked our tails off all week, and we had a blast.
Wow. Zach Mitchell having a blast, not only for the three victory lanes, which are incredible when you see the smile and the burst and all that, he had coming out of those cars, but really just a new challenge every day. And are these tracks on like iRacing? Did you get to practice somehow ahead of time? How were you so good, so fast, so quickly to be able to do these three victories and all the other podiums you got as well?
I really don't know. I think, the biggest thing was on our way to Sonoma the weekend before, we were just riding down the road. So I cut on Dirt Vision, and I was just watching a few races from the previous year and just, kind of got an idea of what the racetracks were like and, what to expect and all, And I honestly think what also helped me is just it might sound crazy, but just the not being to those racetracks. So, like, there's no really expectation, I guess you could say, of this guy's been here a million times. Well, he's supposed to run good here, So, it was a great experience for us, and really enjoyed seeing the new tracks.
Wow. And tracks he did, and he actually found victory lane in three of the six races that he ran the week five champion of what they call the Hell Tour. It's such a grind the whole month and then some. And the last week or so of the tour, Zach Mitchell comes up there and grabs victories at Shady Hill, Shady Hill in Indiana, Crystal Motor Speedway in Michigan, and Oakshade Speedway in Ohio. Nice way to go on that little bit of a tour there. And Zach is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So the dirt you mentioned, it's kind of, to me, it's like a different golf course, a different tennis court for the pro tennis players and such. That's your field of play, and how quickly you can adapt to that from those divisions over to what you're doing and such. How do you, you pull up to the track. Are you like out of the truck in just a second and you want to feel the dirt? What's that process of getting your brain wrapped around what the composition of the surface is before you even bring the car out? What do you do, Zach, to do that?
It's definitely, different dirt, which, essentially at the end of the day, they're all racetracks. They're all round. I feel like you just got to approach it as, we got our baseline of what we always start out with, setup wise about everywhere we go. And, start with that. And that's pretty much what we did. And everything we done and kind of worked. And, I would go up to the racetracks when we got there and, just check them out and look and just kind of see what I felt like it compared to around home.
Wow. Well, which one was Lancaster? Which one was Cherokee? Which one was Lawrence County? Or were they all really different than those tracks down where you're from?
They were all really just polar opposites. Just size wise and, kind of how the corners were, I just kind of just made a good educated guess, I guess you could say, on kind of what to do.
Well, Zach Mitchell did what he needed to do and ended up 3 out of 6 races that he ran on the Dirt Car Nationals Hell Tour, taking the Week 5 championship. He was the winner of those 3 races. And the Coltman Farms people, it's got to have been, tickling them to have you go all that way and to represent their brand up there. What was that like to, showcase their name and all the stuff that they're doing for you?
Oh, it was a great deal. You know, Brad, he was able to, he traveled with us in his bus all week and followed us around everywhere, and he was at every race we were at. So that was definitely really special having him there, and having the team owner there for the success that we did have.
Are you allowed to go in the bus with your shoes on, or do you have to take them off, especially up there on dirt that you don't know whether you can clean it off or not?
I mean, when we're winning, I'm sure he don't care, but
victory lane, it's okay to bring the mud in the bus.
Yeah, you can bring the victory lane mud back on the bus.
How about the fans? We're talking with Zach Mitchell, Week 5 winner from the Hell Tour, Dirt Car Nationals, wins 3 out of 6 races, Shady Hill, Indiana, Crystal in Michigan, and Oakshade in Ohio. How are the fans to you? You're a whole new deal to them.
Oh, they were great, especially, I think it was Crystal. There was a lot of cheering from the stands. It was, they were really welcoming, and it was just, once again, I mean, it was a great experience going up there and getting to meet new people, and it was awesome.
Well, if they want some of those vintage Kid Quick shirts from the Possum Kingdom go-kart days or your other shirts and such, where can folks find you on the internet? Where can they follow you to keep up with your adventures now?
Yeah, so they can follow me on Facebook, Zach Mitchell Motorsports, or follow everything we do on Coltman Farms Racing page on Facebook as well.
Well, that's pretty darn easy. And, it's never easy to go up there and to race out of your home territory, but Zach Mitchell did it and did it with style, grace, and just professionalism. Like always, 3 out of 6 victories on the Hell Tour. Zach Mitchell, congrats on that, and look forward to watching the rest of things as they continue for Zach Mitchell Motorsports. Thank you again for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
At Hump Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at humpbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout. We've got more PRNs at the Track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. a big weekend of summertime grassroots racing action. From coast to coast, border to border, there's plenty of it wherever you're at. Go find some close by, or maybe make a trip of it and go see somewhere you've always wanted to. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.